June 14th, 2016, Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Clerk, please call a roll.
Ms. John?
Here.
Mr. Clitheroe?
Here.
Mr. Reichert?
Here.
Ms. Hammond?
Here.
Mr. Hazelrig?
Here.
Need to approve the agenda. Do I hear a motion and a second to approve the agenda? Is that me?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, then we need to approve the May 10th, 2016 meeting minutes.
Move to approve minutes as submitted.
Second.
Second.
We got a motion and a second and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed,
aye.
Nay. Okay. Need to swear in the staff now at this point. First case tonight is case number 1918. Notice is hereby given that the Board of Adjustment of the City of Columbia, Missouri will hold a public hearing at a meeting of said board in the City Council Chamber on the first floor of City Hall, 701 East Broadway in Columbia, Missouri at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Okay. This would be, this has been postponed a couple of times. So it would be Tuesday, the 14th day of June. 2016 to give all interested persons an opportunity to appear and be heard in relation to the following appeal. Appeal of BSIB LLC doing business as Park Aid Center from the decision by said city's senior building inspector to deny a sign permit on the real estate in the City of Columbia, County of Boone, State of Missouri, hereinafter described, requesting that said board grant a variance to the sign ordinance by allowing exterior signs for suites without an exterior wall. Said real estate being located at 601 Business Loop 70 West. Has the property, or has the notice been properly advertised?
Yes.
Has notice of the property been? Jeez, I can't read your writing. Has the notice on the property been posted?
Yes.
Have all parties in interest been notified?
Yes.
Were there any inquiries?
No.
Okay, would the person making application come forward, give your name and address, and be sworn in?
Tom Harrison, offices 1103 East Broadway. I do. Before I get into much detail, I need to. I was reviewing the application as preparing for the meeting, and there are a few things that just aren't very clear in it. So, if it's all right, I'd like to just kind of explain some general things. First of all, we're going to amend the application. I think when we submitted it, it asked for 9 variances with regard to 9 signs. We're only going to ask for variances with regard to 4 signs. So we're taking it down from 9 to 4. And they all relate to colleges, educational institutions that lease space in one way, shape, or form, and I'll explain that in a minute, in Park Aid. So we're only talking about 4 signs here tonight. And I've got some exhibits that I'll hand out in just a minute that depict what we're asking for. In fact, it might be a good idea to do that now, because some of what I'm going to tell you here in this general part, it might help a little bit to have these. So I'm going to hand out a packet of exhibits here. Thank you. So among the exhibits here, exhibit one is an overhead depiction of the Parkade Center. Parkade's almost a perfect square. The Moberly Area Community College leases about 60,000 square feet in Parkade. And if you look at the it from overhead, it's in the northeast quadrant. They leased basically the northeast corner of the of Parkade, which, by the way, has a total of about 215,000 square feet, just for the record. The north side there faces I-70, and the south side faces the business loop. What MAC has done is enter into what we kind of loosely refer to as partnerships with Columbia College, the University of Missouri, and Central Methodist, meaning that those three colleges under this partnership hold classes there in the MAC space, which is part of the basis for our request here tonight. Now, to complicate matters further, Central Methodist does have a separate lease of a relatively small area at Parkade, but that space isn't used to hold classes. So that's really not part of our request here tonight. That space is kind of an administrative office, as I understand it, for Central Methodist. What we're talking about here and the kind of the base or the reason for our request is all four of these colleges, the MAC, the University of Missouri, Columbia College, and Central Methodist, hold classes in the MAC space. So that's this kind of this loose partnership that I'm referring to. Now, we also have a request with regard to William Woods. William Woods does have its own separate space, about 6,000 square feet, as I understand it, over kind of on the east side. So that's a separate request, which I'll discuss here in just a few minutes. So the four signs we're asking for, if you look at Exhibit 1, the first page of Exhibit 1 is the depiction of the Parkade Center. Page 2 is a depiction of the north, the north facing of Parkade as it faces onto I-70. Over on the left side of the picture, you'll see the words Higher Education Center. That's an existing sign for the MAC. I think what it says is MAC Higher Education Center, or MAC Columbia Higher Education Center is what that's, and that's an existing sign. So three of the four signs we're asking for tonight are shown on this depiction here, one for the University of Missouri, one for Central Methodist, and one for Columbia College. And the measurements of these proposed signs are also on this exhibit here. The next page of the exhibit kind of shows, it's kind of a floor plan, and it shows where shows the spaces occupied by the various parties. And again, it's generally within the MAC part of the property, which is the northeast, corner of Parkade. The next page is kind of the same as the first page. It has the area on the east side highlighted where we want to put the William Wood sign. And then the fourth page of that exhibit is a depiction of the actual where the actual William Wood sign will appear and what it will look like. And again, there are measurements for that sign. So, over the years, as I mentioned, Parkade has kind of developed it's kind of become a hub for these educational institutions. There was an article in the Tribune, which I've also included as one of the exhibits that appeared in, I think, January of this year. So there are these colleges we've been talking about. There's not within Parkade, but somewhere on the business loop. I don't know exactly where it is. You all probably do. There's something called Mizzou North. I don't know exactly where that is, but it's fairly close to Parkade as I understand it. So again, what we're asking for are these four signs, not nine. And the four signs, as I said, are shown graphically, and the measurements are included on Exhibit 1. Basically, we're asking for the ones on the north side to go next to the existing MAC sign. Now, The request was submitted for the permit, and it was rejected. The application is included as an exhibit along with the denial letter. And as I understand it, city staff interprets section 23-14 as stating that wall signs must be on the exterior wall of the suite that it's advertising. So, again, the MAC does have exterior space. It doesn't, I don't believe it extends all the way over as far as we want to put the signs. Is that right, Ben? Okay, I stand corrected. So the MAC space does extend all the way over here, but I don't know whether this was part of the basis for the denial letter. We don't have leases directly with these folks who want to use this, for whom we want to put signs up. So they do use that space, and that space is on the exterior, but the staff nevertheless denied the application. So that's the basis on which it was denied. The essential reason, or one of the big reasons we're asking for the variance to put the signs up, is so that I'm sure you all can think about or can picture how Parkade looks. It's a large building. It's got parking on all four sides, and that there are doors on all four sides. I think there might be multiple doors on all four sides. And so one of the main reasons is we want to make it clear and easy for people to figure out which door they want to go in, they need to go in, and where they should park. It's a fairly large facility, and we want to try to avoid people parking on one end when they should be going to the other end. So that's sort of the practical reason, one of the primary practical reasons we're asking for the variance here. In terms of the legalities, in terms of the legal test, as the board is well aware, there are several criteria that have to be considered. One is, how substantial is the variance? Again, part of this, I think, might be an exercise in interpreting the ordinance. In other words, does the ordinance in fact prohibit what we're seeking to do here because of the fact that, you know, these people are using this exterior space, but they just don't happen to have leases. So I would submit that in view of the other signs, and in particular the existing MAC sign, the variance we're asking for here isn't substantial. And of course, it serves the same purpose. It's the same type of tenant that the MAC is. One of the other criteria is whether the variance will result in a substantial change to the character of the area. I think the answer to that's pretty clearly no. It's gonna remain what it is. And the signs we're asking for here on this, particularly with regard to these uses, are consistent with other existing signs. Whether the difficulty that's presented here can be addressed by some other method, as a practical matter, I don't know what that would be other than just not putting a sign up. I don't know how else we would address the situation as a practical matter. Parkade's full, basically. These tenants are all fairly large users, and so the prospect of maybe putting them in a different space or something is really not a very practical answer. So that's our basic presentation. That's basically what we're asking for. William Woods, not to give them short shrift, but they do have space that they're leasing. It's on the interior over on the east side, as I mentioned. And so we're asking for a sign, their right to put up a sign, just to, again, so folks will know where to go, what door to go in, and so forth. Ben, do you have anything you want to address with the board? Ben's here. He's the manager of the Parkade Center, and he's here to primarily to answer questions if there are any.
Questions?
Are the signs already up?
No, ma'am.
They're not?
No, ma'am. Yeah, these are depictions.
Photoshop is amazing.
Okay. Now the MAC sign is up.
Yeah.
But the four we're asking for, of course, aren't.
Okay. I drove past there on business, thought I saw them.
Am I wrong?
The only time it's up currently is the
All right.
Well, that's scary.
That's really scary.
I do have one question. I'm looking at this photo in Exhibit 1 and trying to decide if you were going to one of these four places, Mac or University or Central Methodist or Columbia College, how would I tell which door to go in?
Ben, Ben might be able to answer that question a little better. I'm not sure how many doors are on that side. I think there might
that's,
be.
That's what I'm having trouble with.
Sure. Why don't you get sworn in?
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth?
Yes. Okay, so the if you look at the picture, there's the entry feature there. It's got it's a stone entrance. It's actually fairly large, so it's pretty obvious that that's where they should go into the space. And also on the east side of the building, and it's not depicted here, they have the same. They have the MACC entrance with the same entry feature. So that differs them from, you know, from us rather.
But are there three exterior doors here on the north side?
There's one to the main building, which is further to the right. It's a smaller red awning. And then there's a building that goes to the lower level. But like I said, if you pull up, it's going to be pretty apparent that the main entrance is that stone entry feature.
Is it correct that either of those doors will work?
Yes.
I mean, assume once you get inside that there are interior signs.
Yes.
Where to go.
Yes. Ben Gakinya.
Spell your last name too.
Gakinya.
Okay.
So, do these signs meet the requirement of the ordinance for signs?
Well, I guess that's a matter of interpretation because, I mean, as I understand staff's position, the signs aren't permitted at all, which is why we're here.
Yeah.
If they are permitted, and I think that may be a reasonable argument. In other words, it may be reasonably argued whether the ordinance says what staff says it says. I mean, I certainly understand, but if it is permitted, or if they are permitted, I think we're under section 23-25, and at least as I interpret it, because we're close to the interstate highway, the signs that are permitted are 288 feet of area maximum. Staff may have different interpretation or input on that, but in other words, I guess the staff interprets what we're doing. They don't think we're entitled to a sign at all. Maybe if your question may be, well, if you're entitled to a sign, how big can it be? And at least my interpretation of the ordinance is that under 23-25, because we are located within, I think, 100 feet is what the ordinance says, of I-70, we get this increased signage based on that. So that would be my interpretation.
Requirement.
That's right. I think each one of these signs is roughly 25 to 30 square feet. And so I think that would be correct. I don't know how big the MAC sign is. Do you happen to know, Ben?
I do not know off the top of my head. No.
I would submit that it's of comparable size to the ones that we're asking for.
And the MAC sign is already there.
That's right.
Well, maybe I saw these diagrams already, and that's why. So these other institutions, not William Woods, but the others that lease their space from Moberly, have a separate lease with Moberly Community College.
Correct.
And so that's why they're not considered, I guess, maybe that question should be directed to staff, why they're not considered legal tenants renting the exterior wall.
That may be right. That may be right.
Other questions?
I have a question, if that's all right, Mr. Chairman.
What?
I have a question. Do any of these tenants take advantage of the, I guess it's a freestanding sign or monument sign out on the business loop?
Mobile Area Community College is the only school that has that.
Right, okay, now. So up on the business loop and the big ones, only Mac. And if you turn around to where the Mac is, these are the signs you want to see, and this is facing I-70.
Correct.
So kind of wayfaring type of signage. Fairly or not fairly stated?
I'm not sure I know what you mean by that, but
this is where we are, yeah, in relation to the property, yeah, as opposed, right, to what the wall sign does. This is, we are here.
We're here, yeah, that's correct. That's
okay.
Right. That's right. And that's the kind of the idea.
Any other questions? Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak in favor of the application? Anyone wishing to speak in opposition? Close the public hearing. Comments are legal.
General standard that applies to this particular application, which states that the property is subject to practical difficulties in carrying out the strict letter of the ordinance in order to use the property for a permitted use. That is the standard which
sorry. Comments of staff.
I got a question to staff. Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to confirm. Did you guys confirm the measurements if the signs would have been allowed, that they were conforming with the square footage requirements?
Mr. Kinney, can you speak in the microphone?
Part of figuring the square footage is not just the road classification that he spoke of, but also a percentage, either 15 or 20% of the storefront.
Okay.
Our ordinance has always been interpreted as having a storefront.
Okay.
Do these proposed signs then meet that percentage?
I don't have, that would be impossible to answer because it's not, there's, in our use, it was a storefront that I would have to measure from to determine 20%. I just have a big wall of a shopping center. There's nothing to base it. But, yes, they would all be under the 20% of that wall.
And cumulatively?
Everything that I could see, that the businesses that did have storefronts that were existing and had signage, these were substantially bigger. I think one of them was 112 square feet. One was 92. 64 was kind of the basis for most of them.
Good math.
So if they had separate leases, no problem, they'd be allowed. The University of Missouri, the Central Methodist, and Columbia College. What if they were signed on the whole lease? I mean, if they...
By street classification and zoning, yes, they would fit the square footage.
So the only thing keeping them from meeting the letter of the law is that they're not on this lease along with Moberly Regional or Moberly Area Community College.
No, I we believe that in the intent of the ordinance, it's for a storefront, not the four walls of the building. We allow them to put signage on their storefront, but not on the sides to the same levels. Things gauged from the...
The north side isn't considered a storefront?
It's not considered their storefront because they don't have a... They have an entrance there, but they do not have a storefront there. Unlike, I think, Harbor Freight around the corner that actually has a storefront.
So what's the definition of a storefront?
The front of that business is how we define it, but...
So who's using that storefront? Moberly?
numerous, I don't know what's on the other side of that wall. Numerous businesses, I assume.
Well, I don't believe that's correct.
The storefront is, rendering that would be considered a small
store. Well, can you come speak in the microphone?
So this is being considered Morbley's storefront as he's defining it. So students would go into that main entrance to go to their respective classes.
It seems like what's right on the other side of that wall is the space under consideration.
Yes, if you look at the third page, yes.
Right.
So when
but
they
I
go
guess
in the
I
main
don't
entrance,
I understand why that's not storefront for that space.
So all three of the businesses that have signs there are four signs. All occupy space on the opposite
right.
side of that wall.
Right. So they hold classes on the other side of that wall. So if a student was going for an algebra class for Central Methodist University, they would go into that door. Then they would try to find their class.
But William Woods does not.
That's separate. That's
William
separate
Woods separate does not. Issue. They're separate on the other side of the hall.
If I can add something that may clarify, hopefully, I think the main problem is that our ordinance isn't equipped for this type of situation where you have multiple tenants, whether they're a main tenant or a subtenant, occupying a single space. Our ordinance just isn't equipped to contemplate that. And so I think that's the reason the applicant is here tonight, to get your interpretation or your view on what is reasonable in view of what that ordinance is trying to accomplish. But the ordinance doesn't address the situation. So that's why I think there's some confusion as to staff's part as to, you know, we can't figure out that what that number is, for example, because it doesn't fit within our construct currently. So we need to figure out if a different construct of how to look at this ordinance is appropriate.
Any other questions, comments?
Well, I think we should consider the three of the signs.
Separate from William Woods?
Yes.
Is that okay? I agree.
Yeah, sorry. So
what we would be doing tonight would be only approving that or disapproving whether or not those signs can go there. We're not talking about the size of the signs or anything else, correct?
No, they would still have to comply with the square footage requirements.
That's right.
Yeah. That we're not giving a variance for the square footage,
okay.
Simply
I just want
the
to make
existence
that clear.
Of the sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But just a quick calculation, his math and my math worked out within a square foot. So.
Really? So what'd you get?
What's that?
Yeah.
I got 113 and 90.
I got 112.97.
Yeah, I rounded up conservatively. I was doing quick math here. Come on.
So. Did I hear a motion?
So I would make a motion that we consider approval, or that we approve the signs for the University of Missouri, Central Methodist, and Columbia College.
On the north side.
And either.
On the north.
On yes. the north side. And either a separate motion concerning William Woods, or I could include it in also.
We can do a separate.
I think we do separate, yeah. I'll second that motion.
Just to clarify, that motion is limited to the University of Missouri, Central Methodist University, and Columbia College on the north side of the Parkgate building.
In the location as depicted on this?
Exhibit 1.
Where
rendering?
Mac is. Yeah.
Yes.
Did I hear a second?
Yes, I second.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
The clerk, please call the roll.
Okay. Case number 1918. This is to allow signage for the University of Missouri, Central Methodist University, and Columbia College on the north side of the building. Ms. John?
Yes.
Mr. Clitheroe?
Yes.
Mr. Reichert?
Yes.
Ms. Hammond?
Yes.
Mr. Hazelrig?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. William Woods.
William Woods, which is on the east side, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's sad to say it doesn't meet the... It just absolutely doesn't meet the ordinance requirement.
And that's why they're here.
Yeah.
And that's why
they want a variance.
Right.
I don't...
I'll make a motion to approve signage for William Woods University on the east side of the building as depicted in Exhibit 2.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any more discussion?
Yes, I have discussion. I'm going to vote against that because it does not meet the ordinance and it is not in the same criteria to be considered with the other motion we just considered. And perhaps they can rent. It's according to this diagram, they are very close to the exterior wall, and perhaps they can rent one more bit of square footage and come back.
Okay, would clerk please call a roll?
Case number 1918, on the motion for the William Woods University sign on the east side of the building. Ms. John?
Yes.
Mr. Clitheroe?
Yes.
Mr. Reichert?
Yes.
Ms. Hammond?
No.
Mr. Hazelrig?
Yes.
Okay. Requests have been approved. We need to take a break now.
Great.
You okay? Okay.
Excellent. Thank you for remembering. I get long-winded. All right.
Okay, this is case number 1921. Notice is hereby given that the Board of Adjustment of the City of Columbia, Missouri will hold a public hearing at a meeting of said board in the City Council Chamber on the first floor of City Hall, 701 East Broadway in Columbia, Missouri at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, the 14th of June, 2016. To give all interested persons an opportunity to appear and be heard in relation to the following appeal. Appeal of Broadway Crossings 2 from the decision by said city's development services manager to deny a sign permit on the real estate in the City of Columbia, County of Boone, State of Missouri, hereinafter described, requesting that said board grant a variance to the sign ordinance by allowing wall signage that exceeds the maximum square feet permitted. Said real estate being located on the north side of Trimble Road between Broadway Bluffs Drive and Brickton Road. Has the notice been properly advertised?
Yes.
Has the property been advertised? Or
yes.
No, yeah. Have all parties in interest been notified?
Yes.
Were there any inquiries?
No.
Would the person making application come forward, give your name and address, and be sworn in?
Robert Hollis with the offices of Fannie Mae Tree Law Firm at 1103 East Broadway. Chairman, may I introduce this information to evidence?
You may.
That's me.
Hit cancel, yeah.
Good evening. Here on behalf of Academy as well as the property owner, which are various TKG entities, to hopefully explain to you the request that we're making with respect to a sign variance for a new Academy Sports Plus outdoor site planned for the Broadway Marketplace. I'm here tonight, it's John Keene. He's with Academy Sports. Also Roz Holderfield, who is with ID Associates, which is a sign company representing Academy Sports, and then obviously I'm here as their attorney. If you look at the slide, which is the overhead aerial shot, I assume you know where this location is, but in case you don't, I've tried to point out Walmart, Lowe's, Sam's, Hy-Vee, and then where Academy would go is directly behind Hy-Vee. It would be basically the last anchor on the south and west side of the Broadway Marketplace. The purpose of this depiction is just to zoom in and let you see where Trimble Road is with respect to the planned site, also the back of the Hy-Vee, and where the three signs are that are at issue this evening. A, B, and B, A being the largest, and each of the Bs being logos that you'll see more detail on shortly. In short, we were denied because the maximum square footage based on wall sign computation was in excess of what's permitted. So the slide that shows this is why we are here, hopefully, is telling. That's what would be permitted by code, and you can't see it. And that's from Trimble, so that's a view from Trimble looking to the north as to where Academy would be, and obviously there would be no reason to have that signage if it were permitted. You might see, well, you do see an AT&T as well as some other improvements. Those don't exist. Those are hypothetical. It's just because there will be outlots, but we wanted to show that. And then the next slide, the minimum variance required, shows what you would see, and it's a little bit blurry, but what you would see if you were in the exact same spot with what we're requesting, the point being this is the minimum variance required, and we're not asking for anything excessive. Now, the elephant in the room we don't intend to avoid, and that is square footage. On several occasions when I've discussed this request with people, staff, other folks, they've been sort of aghast at, oh, it's 700-plus square feet. Well, that's ridiculous. That's gross. That's obscene to request signage of that size. And I hope that you'll realize that it's not, that the elephant in the room is actually inconsequential, and it's not really an elephant in the room. So 700 square feet. Technically, you can see what it would look like. On this slide, it's basically composed of three signs, and I would argue that it's four signs, but the way that it's calculated is three. You have the Academy, and then you have the Sports Plus Outdoors, which is considered one. That's about 560 square feet, and then you have two logos, each of which are about 75 square feet, which is what gets you to the just over 700 square feet. What I think is important is that this is just another anchor that's being added to the Broadway marketplace. This is, in fact, photoshopped. It doesn't exist yet, but it will, something along these lines. You've probably seen this sign. You've got the Sands and Lowe's, and below that will be Academy. That's coming next. It doesn't have to come to you. It's something that's permitted by ordinance, so that will happen. So in comparison to some of the other anchors, Lowe's and Hy-Vee, not talking about square footage, but if you do want to compare square footage, we can compare them to Lowe's and Hy-Vee. I think the more important comparison is the height of the letters, because the setback is basically the same from the primary road that is adjacent to the site. Lowe's has slightly over 9 feet in height letters. Hy-Vee's are slightly over 7 feet, we think, and what we're proposing is 8 feet, so right in between those two. As far as comparing square footages, as you might compare to other requests that you've seen in the past, or on this site or elsewhere, I really don't think it is apples to apples. I think it's apples to oranges, and hopefully you'll agree with me. It's a longer word that really makes a big difference. The letters are the same size. It just happens to be that there are more letters. So the way we measure, the way staff measures, and I'm not saying that's the wrong way to measure, is to draw a box. And so you can see if you had a Walmart Supercenter, it'd be based on this depiction, be substantially more square footage if it was not just a supercenter, but a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious center. A silly example, but hopefully it makes the point. Lowe's, if it were extended to the same number of characters, of letters, would be greater than 500 square feet. You consider the Academy portion, just the Academy portion, it would be slightly under 400 square feet. And trying to give you some perspective here that the signage being requested is not excessive by any means. Sort of already made this point, but Academy is a lot of not uppercase, so lowercase letters, but it's not measured. As you can see, the red lines around the word, it's not measured that way. It's measured from the A all the way across. That blue box is how it's measured. But it's not taking up that much space, as compared to Lowe's, which is all caps, and is taking up all of the space within the box. Again, if square feet matter. Also, to compromise or to compose this 700 square feet, the two logos are included. That's about 150 square feet. And then under the word Academy, Sports Plus Outdoors, which granted must be part of it because it's part of the name, it adds another less than 100 square feet. But if you take those out and consider those as you would have considered Lowe's and Hy-Vee, we're asking for less square footage overall. If you look at Hy-Vee has its sign. I'm not sure what the square footage of that sign is. I know the letter height is slightly over 7 feet, but that's just one. They've got a separate food sign, a separate pharmacy sign, a pharmacy drive up sign, a Hy-Vee wine and spirits, which is in excess of 100 square feet. The Hy-Vee letters on that portion of the sign are greater than 5 feet in height. And then another Mizzou Quick Care and a Caribou Coffee and maybe some more, but that's all that I could see in driving by. Lowe's also has additional signs. Walmart has many, many additional signs. The difference being Academy is proposing one sign, two logos, that's it. So much cleaner, at least in my opinion, not to knock their signs because I think they're effective and they're helpful, but Academy's request is substantially less. Now, a point that I don't want to belabor, but I think is worth mentioning, is I'm not sure why these are not roof signs. And this is just looking at the definition under the sign ordinances as they exist. I think they are roof signs because they're not wall signs. A A wall sign does not extend more than 25% above the roof line or parapet of the building. The red line is the roof. Is the roof line. All of Academy Sports Plus Outdoors is above that line. More than 25% of the two logos is above that line. So the roof signs, what else could they be? Because roof signs are a sign above the roof of the building. There's no other classification that I could find to put them in. If that's the case, more than 1,000 square feet is permitted. We're at 68% of what would be permitted under the sign ordinances. Just thought that was worth pointing out. From a practical standpoint, there's a maximum, which you heard earlier, of 15% or 20%, depending on whether or not you have a freestanding sign. It doesn't make any difference because we're requesting 7.4% of the frontage that exists on the building. If you went with what the code permits, it would be less than 1%. So again, you saw the depiction where you couldn't see, you could not read the sign. That's the less than 1%. One more time on what code would permit the competitive disadvantage. It's obvious you can't read the sign. It's not legible. Other businesses, competitors in the area and elsewhere, their signs are legible. Academy's new to the area. They have an interest in Missouri and now Columbia. They need to be visible. It's not a familiar, the logos aren't familiar. The Academy Sports Plus Outdoors is not familiar, at least to most of us, I don't think. So it's important that it is visible. I won't belabor the board's jurisdiction. You're perfectly aware of what that is. It's an anchor. I do want to point that out. And it is unlike other parcels, which are the out parcels, in that it's an anchor and it does need to be visible from the adjacent road, which is Trimble, by the way. I can't think of a reason why it's a necessary hardship that the sign be 64 square feet as permitted by the ordinances. I can't think of any reason that that would be necessary. It's not imposing any sort of detriment to any other parties, and it does further the goals as well as the spirit and purposes of the ordinance. I just picked out three parts of the spirit and purposes: the effective use of signage for communication. If what's permitted by the ordinance were to exist, communication would certainly not be effective because you couldn't see it. And I should have pointed out the logos weren't permitted, would not be permitted at all. So it would just be Academy Sports Plus Outdoors, so small that you couldn't read it, but there would be no logos also. Another purpose is to attract economic development, and that's exactly what Academy Sports would be, but they have to be visible. Enables fair and consistent enforcement. It's part of a shopping center that has other anchors with signage of similar size that we're requesting, oftentimes larger. So again, I think what we're requesting fits with that perfectly. Procedurally, I've already offered into evidence the information that I provided the individuals here representing ID Associates as well as Academy Sports are happy to answer your questions. If you have questions for me, I'd be happy to answer them now if I can. Yes.
I have one question. The photo early on that you repeated then later, this is why that one only bigger. I can't figure out where that's supposedly from.
Okay. So if you are going east on Broadway and you turn left on Trimble, curves to the right, before you get to the Broadway Marketplace, so there's Palin Music off to the right. The left, it's open space right now. It's basically right there. You would be looking left.
I'm just trying to figure out this viewpoint, where this AT&T building.
It's made up, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's confusing
me.
The AT&T building.
Sorry, yeah, that's just for
the AT&T building, like a contemplated out parcel, or
it's an out. It's a real location of an out parcel, but AT&T is totally.
Of course, not AT&T, but to give it some context, but that would be anticipated to be an out parcel according to your plans
at that access.
Okay,
right.
So on our attachment on the with the agenda, I thought it said the sign would be 12 feet. Is that because of the logo underneath? And you just said it would be 8 feet, Academy.
Oh, yeah, sorry. The letters in Academy would be 8 feet. I don't think it's 12. I think it's 10. It's 10-ish.
10?
Isn't it?
I thought it said 12.
Well, 8 feet for the A, but then the Y comes down. So,
I think it's close to
the top of the eight.
Yeah, it's a little over
10.
It's 11 foot
eight. It's 11 feet 8 inches for the whole thing.
Total. Right.
For
Sorry.
All of the, with
yeah, so
the other words.
Yeah, so 8 feet on the letters. I was the point was the letters of Lowe's and letters of Hy-Vee, those are greater than 9 and greater than 7, and we're at 8 as far as the letters go.
So what's the 12 with the sports outdoors included?
The overall.
Right. If no more questions for me.
When the applicant contemplated building this, they were aware of the sign ordinance, correct? And just figured they'd come and ask for a variance?
No choice in the matter, right? Well, you say contemplating or contemplated, I think it would be more accurate to say contemplating.
What's the classification of Trimble? I think I saw it in here, but
I don't think it's arterial. I thought maybe it was. I think it's built to arterial standards, but I don't think it's classified. And it's a collector, but I think it's built classified as a collector.
Thank you.
Does that have a bearing?
Yes,
it does. The chart in section 23-25.1 assigns space according to the type of street that it's on. At this setback, is it able to take advantage of any of the increases that the ordinance allows? I mean, you say 64 feet, but it is set back pretty far from Trimble, so would it be able to go up to the 128 square foot max for a local non-residential?
I believe it would, unless there's a freestanding sign, which would be permitted under the ordinances, again, would not come in front of you. So I'm saying 64 because that's probably what would apply. But even if it didn't, at 128, it's not anywhere close to something that would be legible.
But it would have a freestanding sign because of the Broadway Marketplace, the addition of Academy to the Broadway Marketplace overall sign.
I don't think that's how staff interprets it. I don't think so. I believe that doesn't count because I think that's considered a shopping center sign as opposed to just a freestanding sign.
Okay.
I believe because Trimble is a separate street from Conley that in addition to that a shopping center sign could appear on this site, I think. Okay. But outside of our purview here.
And it is outside our purview here.
Outside.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay.
Well, maybe I'll ask staff this other question.
Well, Ms. Holderfield and Mr. King would be happy to say a few words if that's okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Hi, good evening. My name is Rosalind Holderfield. I'm with ID Associates. My address is 1771 Industrial Road, outside of Dothan, Alabama. Thank you very much. Robert did an excellent job as far as explaining what our request is. Did want to just reemphasize about the dead space, that of course we're asking for the 8-foot letter A for the academy, which is a capital letter, and then of course the dead space, which is encompassing that little over 700 square feet. So I want to, just to remind you about that. One other little point that I did want to make was that this building size is 261 lineal feet in width. We could quite frankly take this building, subdivide it into 11 tenants, have 64 square feet each by right, and be over 700, I think it's like 704 square feet. So it is just a single big use building, okay, with one single tenant. We're kind of being restricted just a little bit because of us just being one tenant, instead of having 11 tenants there, which we would have the signage by right. So that's just a couple little points just to consider for your thought. If you have any questions for me, please feel free. Thank you.
Evening, John Keene with Academy Sports. Just wanted to say a couple words. Academy is very excited to come to Columbia. We're under construction on a couple projects in St. Louis. We operate over 200 of these sporting goods stores across the U.S. It's basically sort of a full-service sporting goods store. We have hunting, fishing, sports apparel, sports teams. So other than that, really just here to answer any questions you might have.
When are you going to open?
Assuming everything goes well, we're scheduled to open this next spring.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak in favor of the application? Anyone wishing to speak in opposition to the application? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing. Comments are legal.
This application is subject to the standard for approval of a variance, which states that a property is subject to practical difficulties in carrying out the strict letter of the ordinance in order to use the property for permitted use. I do want to add something in addition. Mr. Hollis made a presentation, part of the presentation made a point that perhaps these aren't roof signs, not wall signs, but in fact roof signs. The board is not entitled to make that determination that is a incorrect interpretation of staff, because this is a request for a variance, not an appeal, and the two are different standards and would require a separate and different application. So while his point is illustrative, I think the board is not entitled to rule that these are roof signs and should be governed under roof sign rules. So that's just a point of clarification.
Okay. Comments, staff? I'm sure you have one.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
No.
Well, I think my question was about the roof versus the wall, but that has no bearing on our consideration.
I think it was more for illustration than anything, just based on my interpretation. I don't think they're not asking for us to consider that.
And I thought I heard him say if that would be roof, it would be.
Yeah.
The applicant would be entitled to make that claim. He's not making that claim here, or has not.
Right.
Has not
presented an official.
Has not presented an application to make that claim.
There you go.
Not as familiar with the sign ordinance, so this sign would not comprise more than the 15 building face. Is that correct?
As presented by the applicant, it's about 7.4%.
Right.
So that is a correct statement.
And so the issue is that because of the height and width, it has too many square feet and doesn't meet that letter of the law.
That's correct. Based on the road classification, the maximum square footage of the signage is 128 square feet based on the setback that the building is from Trimble Drive. So at the 700 plus square feet, they're 500 and some odd square feet over what is permitted by the code based on the street classification. You have to take the more restrictive of the two. It's 15% or 128 square feet, whichever is most restrictive.
Because it's on Trimble, not on Conley.
Would not matter. Conley is a local non-residential collector as well. So the square footage of the signage is similar. I cannot give you the history of the signage for Lowe's, Hy-Vee, Walmart, and how those have arrived at their square footages on their building. It's obvious what you can tell from those locations. However, they do not have outparcels sitting in front of them. They have direct visual access to the adjacent roadways. They're actually the elevation of the road of 63, and I'll clarify that.
Okay.
You have outparcels in front. However, the spacing and the separation between those outparcels associated with the elevation of the adjacent roadways do permit visibility across the parking surfaces all the way back to those buildings. Now, that's just an observation.
Okay.
This particular building is going to be buried back behind four outparcel lots that we have seen on a depicted plan, one of which is currently permitted, and we'll be seeking to have signage probably afforded for it as well in accordance to our code, but it will be directly on Trimble. So you're going to have a barrier that's on a flat section of roadway that doesn't have elevation.
Okay.
So the square footage of this signage is, while maybe not in excess to what is out in the adjacent shopping center area, isn't really going to provide the visibility of that building unless we are spacing buildings significantly to where you have U corridors leading back to the shopping center or to the Academy Sports building and its adjacent units that may be on it as well that are added to the building if there are adjacent side wing units.
I'm not sure that we can base our decision on a possibility that something might be built somewhere sometime.
No.
This is before us right now.
Well, yeah. My point being, Mr. Clitheroe, the point I'm making is the current one of the four outparcels in front of the building is currently permitted.
I understand.
So the square footage of the building or the square footage of the signage, yes, I will contend and agree with Mr. Hollis that it is not in excess of what is out there. It is in excess of what the code permits. There will be ID signage to provide location identity for this particular business. There is also the opportunity, because they are on a separate street frontage, Trimble Drive, from where the principal ID sign is for Broadway Marketplace, to have a shopping center ID sign that would be a master sign to be utilized for this entire tract of land. Outparcels plus Academy may afford them greater visibility to the traveling public on Trimble than a sign that is sign package, I should say, that's as significant as they are proposing. I offer that to you only as an observation and an understanding of the sign code as it exists. A freestanding shopping center sign is permitted on this parcel and potentially could create better visibility for them in the long run.
So could they have that besides a sign on the front?
Yes, that is that's legally permitted under the sign code. A shopping center is afforded one 288 square foot, 30 foot tall sign per street frontage that it has. Currently, there is the sign that is at the intersection of 63 and Broadway, which is the sign that Mr. Hollis depicted with Academy Sports being added. There is no shopping center sign on Trimble at this point that identifies Broadway Marketplace, which would be a permissible option along this particular property that is considered part of the overall shopping center as well.
Any other questions? Comments?
I guess I have a question for the applicant, if the chair will allow.
Sure.
Does the applicant propose having a freestanding sign on the Trimble frontage?
What do you mean by propose? It's not up to the applicant. I think it's legally permissible, and it could happen, and if it does, it wouldn't be the applicant's decision. At least that's my understanding. But so what we presented tonight was for the purpose of being, providing full disclosure. And that is that that possibility exists. We could talk about lots of different possibilities. We could talk about the fact that there are four out parcels, but there aren't going to be four tenants, which I just learned, maximum of three. But we're just talking about possibilities. Yes,
can I frame the question a different way then? Yeah. Do you believe that the applicant or the property owner would be entitled to a freestanding sign on the Trimble frontage?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so does that mean right there where the building is freestanding or up closer to Broadway?
Well, it wouldn't be by Broadway. It'd be right. It would have to be within, and I don't have it in front of me, but it'd be within a certain distance of Trimble is where it would have to be. It wouldn't have anything to do with the signs on the building.
And it would get to, there could be a 30-foot high sign for this business only. Or does it include other business on Trimble?
I think staff's considering it a shopping center master sign.
Let me provide clarification on that. And I think there is what Mr. Hollis is indicating is he has provided disclosure to you that he believes that his client is entitled to a freestanding sign specific to that business. If that is the case, which staff will not deny that a individual business on this single parcel that includes potentially four tracks or four leasable areas, one being allocated to Academy, is allowed. And what that does, based on the way that the sign ordinance is written for wall signage purposes, as soon as a business has a freestanding sign, you are no longer entitled to the maximum total square footage, which is 128 square feet, based on the setback. You are only allowed a 64 square foot wall sign at that point. What we have discussed with a freestanding sign, however, that would be a master freestanding sign, that is independent. If you have a master freestanding sign, you would not generally be permitted to have multiple freestanding signs for each individual business. That is the staff's interpretation of the way our sign code is written. You have a master sign that actually accommodates all of your tenants. Outparcel tenants or inline tenants that would like to be on that sign. It caps out at 288 total square feet, and it is 30 feet tall. The ID sign that would be tied to an individual property, should that be the direction that Academy would like to proceed, is going to be limited to a maximum of 12 or 8 feet tall, maximum 64 square feet. It would be limited to just their business. It would have to be considered as being on their property. Currently, there is no subdivision action that's been approved by our planning department to create individual lots. These are lease parcels. They are not recognized as legal lots by the definition of our subdivision code. They do get separate tax parcel IDs by the county assessor's office, but that is not really relevant to us for our purposes of determining a lot. So it has an implication. And it is possible that should the applicant decide to proceed forward with a freestanding sign, they may be back before you to appeal a decision that we as a staff may make. So you have a couple of options. You have approving a variance for a 700-plus square foot sign, potentially a 64 square foot sign for a freestanding comes in at a later date. We don't know. You could review the variance and grant the variance based on what I believe Mr. Hollis was presenting, and that is the difference between 64 square feet and the 700-plus square feet that they're seeking tonight. And that would basically be what your order would be. Or we don't, you can just approve the variance as it's been requested, and we let the chips fall as they may. If they want a subdivision commercial ID sign for the total shopping center, that may be TKG's responsibilities, since this is their land and it is part of their overall shopping center. But that
I think
is,
right now
unknown.
What we're considering is a variance to the square foot of the sign on the building.
That is correct.
And let's not confuse anything about all these other signs that may come in the future.
Square footage. And to simplify that then for you, Mr. Clitheroe, and the rest of the board, right now, if we look at what is known, that you have a 700-plus square foot sign, you have a maximum of 128 square feet. The difference between those is what your variance is.
That's correct.
Correct. And if that is how you want to view this, that is exactly a correct interpretation of the facts that have been presented tonight.
But I still, so the implication, though, if we approve this variance, is that a freestanding sign would somehow be affected by this variance or not?
No, would not be. You would just be, in essence, what would end up happening is the variance would become greater, but it would not be expressed as that tonight.
And we couldn't, if it came up to ask for a freestanding sign, we couldn't retract this one because we already approved it.
That would be correct. That would be the interpretation that I believe our legal department would suggest.
I think we need to focus on, and I mean, we can hypothetical it to death.
Yeah.
And I think we need to consider the request and
don't consider implications.
And so, right, but we've already got, we've got a request with something that's pretty similar to what's in the area, and we can hypothesize about what's going to come in, just like AT&T, which we thought might be coming in. But yeah, I think we need to look at it. I just have one question for legal. Because I don't see, if we make a motion to approve, I see the depiction here. Does it have an exhibit number? I don't see an exhibit number on this depiction. I've got a 707.3 square foot total.
Do the math.
I'm good at math tonight. I kept score on the golf course this weekend. I'm really good at math.
Mr. Hollis, is there a particular exhibit that you would think is appropriately
in the application?
That one.
So part of what was presented tonight was, or incorporated into it, was the actual application.
Okay.
And so the application specifies
the numbers.
Exactly.
Okay. Correct. Perfect. Okay. I'm good.
Mr. Hollis, would you object to me marking this page?
The application only says a variance. It doesn't have a size.
That's what. May I approach?
Per the renderings in exhibit.
Would you mind if I mark that as exhibit something? Exhibit. Yeah, that's your app. That's the application. Mark this as an exhibit. Is anything else marked as an exhibit?
I didn't see anything else marked exhibit.
Mark it as exhibit A.
No, that's a previous one.
It's like page.
Page five.
Page five of the application. I'm going to mark this as exhibit A.
Exhibit A?
Page 5. Okay. It's page 7.
The first page after the application.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I didn't want to mark it as something incorrect. We mark it as Exhibit X.
Are any of these labels?
I asked him if you wanted to make.
You're joking. That's actually a decent idea.
5.
I'm going to mark the fifth page in the application as Exhibit X.
Exhibit X.
As Exhibit X, and ask the chair to accept that for purposes of reference.
That. Mr. Hollis?
Yeah. And I'll pass this down.
One more question.
So you were posed you were ready to make a comment on that discussion. Did you want to comment on that?
If you're interested in the brain damage, we talked about this for a long time, and it's really difficult to figure this out, especially when we're talking about hypotheticals. But I was just going to try to clarify. When you said that you wouldn't be able to reject an application for a freestanding sign, it wouldn't come to you, right? It wouldn't come to you, is what I was thinking. So, no, it wouldn't. If it's per the ordinance, it would never come to you.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Motion to approve the request as submitted per the renderings on page 7, Exhibit X.
Page 7 of the application. Page 7 of the application.
Okay.
Mr. Molman's passed around what he was referring to.
Yes.
I second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the application for a variance based on Exhibit X of the application.
I don't know how we got to X.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Case number 1921, Ms. John?
Yes.
Mr. Clitheroe?
Yes.
Mr. Reichert?
Yes.
Ms. Hammond?
Yes.
Mr. Hazelrig?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Officers.
Now we need to elect officers. Okay. Do we have a volunteer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's my last year, I feel. Yeah, even though as long as the board is okay with my occasional absences due to Mother Nature, I would
be honored. The board will be just fine. You might want to discuss that with whoever your vice chair is going to be. Okay. Okay, so we need a motion and a second for the chair.
I move.
Okay. Second. All in favor say aye.
Wait, who's second?
For purposes of the record, can we use names, please?
Okay. Dennis Hazelrig.
I've been called worse.
Who seconded that?
Mr. Hazelrig.
I did.
You did. They vote on it? Did they all?
Now we need to a motion and a second to.
We'll actually need a vote on that.
What?
We'll need a vote on that.
All in favor, say it.
A voice vote is sufficient.
I thought we did.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, okay, they voted. Totally
right.
That's okay. Yes,
I thought we did.
Very quiet voice vote.
Okay. It was.
Sorry about that.
So then we need a motion and a second to elect vice chair.
Who's going to be available?
You're not around.
When I'm not around. I think Mr. Clitheroe can follow me up for a year.
When's my time up? I don't want to volunteer for something if I'm not going to be here. It's coming up shortly, I think.
Oh, you're after me.
May 1st, 2019.
Okay.
the term for chair and vice chair is just for a year, and then we have elections every year.
Yeah. Okay. I'll nominate Mr. Clitheroe for vice chair.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Adjourn.
Motion.
Adjourn.
Thank you. Thank you.